Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity to be in the house of the Lord again. And we know, Lord, that you have a blessing for every one of us today. And we want to ask you, Lord, to open our minds to the word of the Lord. And let the purpose of God be fulfilled and established in our lives. We give you the praise and glory. Glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord, and bless our hearts this morning. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. I mean, I don't know what it is. People can clap for the Lord better than that. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Well, this morning I want to speak on the anointing for complete breakthrough. Amen. The anointing for complete breakthrough is what I want to speak about this morning. Amen? And I'm going to start here in the book of Isaiah chapter 14. In the book of Isaiah chapter 14, I am going to start at verse 24. And I want you to pay attention to this message and see what the Lord is going to do. Amen. Isaiah 14 and verse 24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Amen. That I will break the Assyrian in my land. Now that's the oppressor, that's the devil. And upon my mountains I will tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off of them, and his burden shall depart from off their shoulders. Amen. Amen, amen, folks.
Amen.
This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed it, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a promise for what God is going to do in our lives today. But I'm going to explain it all to you. Now also turn with me to Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. And I'm going to begin to bring this message now. Isaiah chapter 10 and 27. And it shall come to pass that in that day his burden, it's talking about the Assyrian that we just talked about, the burden of the Assyrian shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to let you know that the anointing of God is what breaks the yoke. I'm going to be explaining what that anointing is. The anointing of God is what breaks the yoke. And God has promised that this is the purpose that he has purposed. He will break the yoke. But we need a very strong anointing from the Lord to do that. Because, you know, the Bible says that, look, when a strong man keeps his goods, he's not going to give it up easy. You know, until a stronger than him comes upon him and then binds him and then spoils his goods. You know, so the devil is not going to give up his territory without a fight. But we have the victory in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks. So God will be sending a strong anointing, you know, from time to time to break the yoke. But I want to bring a revelation from Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. And that's what I want to preach about this morning. It says, it shall come to pass in that day. Now, there is a day that the Lord knows about. Let me put it to you this way. When the anointing arrives in your life, that's another way of reading this. But that's the way the Lord revealed it to me this weekend when I was praying about this. See, when the anointing arrives in your life, the yoke shall be broken instantly. The reason the yoke is not broken is because the anointing has not arrived. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, and I've been praying, I say, Lord, Well, I don't know, but if the anointing would arrive upon some lives today, then the yoke will be instantly broken. If you believe that, you can say amen for it. Now, let me explain something else to you about the anointing. Now listen to this statement. Being in the presence of the anointing does not make you anointed. Now, I'm going to repeat that because the message this morning has to do exactly with that. Just because you are in the presence of the anointing does not make you to be anointed. For you to be anointed, you must connect with that anointing. Are you still with me here this morning? But I'm going to explain that to you from the scriptures. Because the anointing of the Lord is present here today. I know that for a fact. But for you to be anointed, for you to receive that anointing that is going to bring complete breakthrough in your lives, you must connect with that anointing. And that's what I'm going to be speaking about here this morning. How that you must connect. How that you can connect with the anointing for that anointing to release in your life and give you complete breakthrough. Now, right off the bat, I want to explain something right here. In the book of Luke, chapter 8, there is a story from verses 43 through 48. And I want you to turn with me and I'm going to read it. Luke chapter 8, the story starts at verse 43 that I want to read. And I've already preached a whole message on this called Who Touched Me? You can read or listen to that message on our website. So in this story, there is a woman with the issue of blood. This story is known by many people. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. This woman had this problem for 12 years. She had gone from pillar to post. She was nothing bettered, but she had rather grew worse. You know, that's what it says in another place, you know. And so she came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, now, I want you to notice that. She connected with the anointing. And immediately, the issue of blood stopped. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
Now, for 12 years, she has had this problem. But she said within herself, if I can just touch the border of his garment. My goodness. She said, well, I know that I will be healed. So Jesus looked around and said, who touched me? Who touched me? And then the disciples said, are you kidding? You've got all the multitudes around you, thronging you and, you know, bumping against you on every side. And you are saying, who touched me? And Jesus said, yes, there was a connection with the anointing. Are you still with me, folks?
Yeah.
Now, you can be all of the people who are in the presence of the anointing, but they were not anointed. None of them touched the anointing that day, except for this woman. Now, so being in the presence of the anointing does not make you to be anointed. You must elevate your faith to connect with the anointing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, elevating your faith to connect with the anointing is what I'm talking about here this morning. Now, your faith must be in the anointing, which is the Holy Spirit. Let me explain that. In the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. Turn with me. This is the epistle, not the gospel, epistle of John, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. It's going to talk about the anointing that you have received. It's not a lie. Amen. Amen, folks. or you're too quiet here this morning, I want you to follow along with me in this revelation here this morning. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And you need not that any man should teach you, but the same anointing teacheth you of all things. And that anointing is the truth, and it is no lie. Even as he hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, I want you to take notice of this scripture and focus on the anointing. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. That was the virtue, the power of the Spirit of God was present to heal in that case. In another place, the Bible said, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. The anointing of the Holy Spirit that you have received is in you. But you must connect with that anointing from time to time to effect a breakthrough in your lives. Amen. If you don't connect with that anointing, nothing is going to happen. Now, let me also explain this, that the oil or any of these other things have nothing to do with that. Hallelujah. Why do we use the oil? Let me explain that in case some people are wondering. My message this morning is not about the oil. It's not about laying on of hands or any of these other things that ministers do from time to time. It is about the anointing. That's what breaks the yoke, not the oil. The Bible never said the oil breaks the yoke. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit. The reason why we use the oil sometimes, turn with me to Mark chapter 6 and verse 12. In the book of Mark chapter 6, verse 12, he says, the apostles, they went everywhere and preached that men should repent. Verse 13 says, and they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. You know, so they anointed people with oil, and they healed the people. This is what the apostles did. So we see that it is scriptural. We also see in the book of James, chapter 5, turn with me. In the book of James, chapter 5, God gives many prescriptions about various things. You know, if you are happy, we are told to sing psalms. And if you are sad, we are told to pray. And if any is sick among you, here's what he says in verse 14 of James 5. If any is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now notice, it is not the oil that saves the sick. It's the prayer of faith. There must be a connection. Hallelujah. Also, let me say this. Though I will pray over the anointing oil and so forth like that, we want to make sure that you understand that there is no magic in the oil. As a matter of fact, you know, people, there were one time, we know in the Bible that somebody, you know, many people, you know, in the Old Testament, among the children of Israel, you know, they began to put their faith in various things that God has used. So let me explain that. And at the end, God will destroy. Even the brazen serpent that God raised up in the wilderness. Later on, they began to worship that brazen instrument. You know, and then God had to destroy. You know, and so forth like that. So, you know, we're not asking you, if you put your faith in our oil, well, you already missed the mark. And I get amen on that.
Amen.
That's right. You know, so, you know, I can pray over the oil. You can use the oil to pray for the sick if you want. You didn't have to bring the oil, but you could bring it if you wanted, you know, and then we could pray over it, and you could, you know, pray over the sick, just like we've seen in the Bible, and so forth like that. But your faith must be in the Lord.
Amen.
You cannot put faith in oil or water or handkerchief or this or that or the other. You know, your faith must be in the Lord. Even when there is no oil around, you can connect with the anointing. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
But if you put your faith in the oil, you will be looking for the oil when you cannot connect with any anointing if there is no oil. If you put some people put their faith in water, some people put their faith in handkerchief, some people put their faith in this and that, you know, and so forth like that. And then they miss the mark because they'll be looking for those things, you know, instead of connecting with the anointing. The anointing of the Lord is always present.
Hallelujah.
But you must connect. The Bible says that anointing is already abiding in you, but you must abide in Him. That anointing is no lie. It is the truth. Now, when that anointing arrives upon you, or you connect with that anointing, yokes are instantly broken.
Amen.
Yokes cannot survive in the presence of the anointing. I'm not talking about the oil. I'm talking, now I hope everybody understands the difference. I am not talking about the oil. I'm talking about the anointing, which is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whether there be oil or not, it's not all the time that we put oil on people when we pray for them and so forth. You know, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. You know, I don't put oil on myself when I'm in the house at all. You know, when I have an issue. You know, when something's going on, I just believe the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't go around looking for oil. I just believe that wherever I am, I can believe the Lord at any time. Praise the Lord. Oil or no oil makes no difference at all. You know, and so forth. But we see that this is scriptural in the Bible. You know, it is scriptural. So if your parents, if your children are sick, you know, you can do, like the Bible says, call for the elders of the church. You are kind of like the elders in your church, right? Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
I said in your church. Because the Bible says there was a church that met in the house of Aquilas and Priscilla. There is a church in your home. Amen.
Amen.
So you are the elders in the church. You know, you can bring the anointing oil and pray for your kids and lay hands on them, just like the scripture says, and they will be healed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But you don't need to be looking all over the place for the anointing oil. You know, so I want to make sure I clarify that one. Because if you begin to look for the anointing oil or look for the water, holy water, as some people call it, and so forth, that's nonsense. There's no such, how can water be holy? I don't know anything about that one. There's no such thing as holy oil and all that. You know, there is no such thing. You know, it is just because we see these things in the scriptures, and we see that God allowed the apostles to use it, and so forth like that, and we are told that you can use it to pray for the sick and so forth. That's why we do that. But don't think that there is some magic. It's like a magic wand that you just, you know, sprinkle the anointing and everything, you know, falls into place. No. The anointing that you need to work for you is the anointing from the Holy Spirit. That's the one that you must connect with. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I hope everybody understands that. Do you understand that? The anointing that you must connect with is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, let me say this. You know, when a minister is anointed, you know, there are various kinds of anointings. There may be an anointing for, and I have noticed, you know, in the ministry, I've noticed that, you know, sometimes I'm waiting on the Lord for what to preach and so forth, and God will bring a special anointing for that service, you know, and there's different anointings that come, you know. So if we stand here in the anointing of the Lord to minister the grace of God unto you, just because you are in the presence of the anointing doesn't mean you're anointed. And you must connect. And just because we lay hands on you and all that so on, you know, you must connect with the anointing yourself. Just like this woman connected. Everybody else was there, but they didn't connect. You know, but only one person connected because, and why did she connect? Well, she had tried everything else. She had gone from pillar to post. She had tried physicians. She was made nothing better, even worse. And then 12 years, you know, and so forth, and she heard the fame of Jesus. And she said within herself that, well, you know, I don't know if I'll ever get, you know, his attention to come pray for me and so forth. But if I can just get through the crowd, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, you know, I will be made whole. Now, well, why was it that she was made whole? Do you think there was some kind of power in his garment? Of course not. You know, there have been stories that people, you know, try to look some, you know, those people, you know, when Jesus died, there were stories and so forth. People were trying to do some things with his garment. I don't know anything about that. You know, what this woman connected with, her faith connected with the power of God. She knew that this man has been working these miracles. This man has been doing all of these things. If I can, all I need to do is get close enough to him and touch some part of his body, I will be healed. Praise the Lord. You know, if there was power in his garment, then everybody that was touching, that was rubbing shoulder with him, that they should have been healed. Are you still with me?
Yes.
It is not the garment. It is not anything that Jesus was putting on. He was just wearing any other clothes like anybody else. That couldn't heal anybody. If he could have healed, he would have healed all of them. But he didn't. But one person penetrated. There was one person that penetrated into the anointing. She made a connection with the anointing. And that's why she was healed. Praise ye the Lord. Now, you may have been facing a situation for 12 years. Or maybe less. Or more. It doesn't matter. But you must connect with the anointing. Now, I am here today to point you to the anointing. Not the oil. But I want to point you to the anointing that you have received, which is not a lie. This anointing is in you and has already taught you. You don't even need that anybody should teach you, but we have to preach the word of God. You know, our role when we stand here is to preach the word of God through faith and so forth. So that, I mean, when we preach the word of God through faith, you can believe. Amen. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, you know, and, you know, many people, you know, they preach the word of God. They try to help the people. I'm not talking about ministers. We preach faith. We try to help the people. We lay hands. We anoint with oil. We do all of these things just to help the people build their faith. But unless you connect with that anointing, you can come for prayer every time that you want. And it's not going to make any difference. But the day that the anointing arrives, that's what Isaiah 10:27 says. In that day, when you make a connection with the anointing, instantly, the yoke will be broken. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, it doesn't matter what yoke is in your life. Anything that is an oppressing spirit from the devil is a yoke. Yoke, I mean, there are some things that are easy for people to understand. You know, material things are generally easy for people to understand. Well, you say, well, I'm backward in life. I'm not in the place that I should be. Well, that may be a yoke that needs to be broken. But we've already preached on many aspects that can cause that. Disobedience, we preached last time on that, can cause those kind of things and so on. But, you know, and that's a yoke too. Even disobedience is a yoke that needs to be broken. You know, all of these things that are in our lives that are not pleasing to the Lord, either for our spiritual relationship with God or our progress in life, all those things are yokes that need to be broken. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I believe that when you connect with the anointing, and one of the best ways to connect with the anointing is when you are in prayer and in praise and worship. When you are worshiping the Lord. See, now I preached a message several months ago on a new and living way, which is worship. Now, you should listen to that message, because in that message it reveals something about, you know, how you are supposed to order your life. You know, worship not being just something that you do when you're raising up your hands or when you are, you know, in church and so forth. You know, but when you are able, it's a way of life, you know, worship is. Because that's what God is looking for, true worshipers in spirit. Now, but when you are able to connect with God, now some people can connect with God in worship all day long because they have learned. That's what it says by walking with God. Enoch walked with God. He was able to connect with God in worship, you know. The only way you walk with God is you're worshiping Him, because He's the Creator and you are, you know, you are the created and you worship Him. You know, this man connected with God all day long, every day. He was in worship all the time, and the Holy Spirit was able to talk to him directly. There was no, you know, there was nothing, you know, blockage in that flow. You know, sometimes, you know, in plumbing and so forth, in your house, you know, sometimes your pipes are clogged. You know, how many of you know what I'm talking about? And then you have to get the Drano or whatever it is to unclog the pipe. Well, when you are in worship and your heart is right before the Lord, there God opens the way. You know, there's a connection for you to be able to reach the anointing. Praise the Lord. Now, here's another revelation that I want to bring to every one of us today, and ministers included. I want you to know one thing. You know, we must trust the Lord. And I want to say this to you by the Spirit of the Lord. Listen to this. We must trust the Lord, even though I'm saying that you must connect with the Lord and so forth, but you must trust the Lord you must trust in God's ability to get through to you. That's right. Rather than your ability to get through to him. Praise the Lord. Well, that may be confusing to some of you, but let me explain it. Well, even though we have to try to reach out to God, and we must do that, and that's what I'm saying in this message, but you must also trust in God's ability that he will reach out to you, and that he's already reaching out to you. Now, if God doesn't reach out to you, you can reach out all you want, and you're not going to make a connection. But God has already reached out. You know, there was a young man, his name was Samuel. He didn't even know how to hear from God. But God was determined to get through to him. Are you still with me, folks? He did not know how to hear from God. When God called him, he ran to Eli and said, "Eli, you know, did you call me?" The man said, "I didn't call you. Go back to sleep." Three times that happened. Finally, the old priest figured out, well, it must be the Lord calling this young man. And he told him, well, the next time he calls you, just say, "Here I am, Lord." Well, you know, God was determined to get through to that man. And he was going to get through to him. Now, I tell you something too. You can read the story in Luke 15, popularly termed as the prodigal son. The prodigal son. And many of you may know the story. But after he wasted his substance for many years and so forth, at some point in time, his reasoning came back to him and said, "I will go back to my father," and so forth. Well, the point in the story is that the Bible says that when he was yet a long way off, that his father ran to him. Can you say amen? That's right. You know, so that is the part. That is the part, you know, that the Lord plays. You know, he's always there. All he wants is for you to just take a step towards him and he'll do the rest. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, you must believe that. You know, because the Bible says that, look, we must believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you don't believe that, look, I'm going to reach out to the Lord. If you don't believe that God is going to reach to you and get through to you, then you're wasting your time believing anything. You know, it's just that you're just there thinking, well, maybe he will answer me, or maybe he won't answer me. Well, you know, maybe, you know, God will have favor on me, and maybe he won't. That's not going to work. You must believe that God has the ability to get through to you. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. That's right. He has made so many promises in the Bible, even the ones we read today, that I will break the Assyrian. Amen. I will break that Assyrian in your life. He has made that promise. And you must believe that promise. The only thing that is this, you must look for how to connect with that anointing. Because the secret is when that anointing arrives, instantly, the yoke will be broken. That's the secret. That is the reason why people go for prayer from day to day and so forth, you know, and that's not broken. But I tell you what, there is no yoke that can stand in the presence of that anointing. How many of you can say praise the Lord? That's right. No yoke can stand in the presence of that anointing. Now today, I don't want you to come for prayer. You know, one time I was somewhere, you know, in a crusade some years ago, and I was explaining to the people, I think it was when I went to the Philippines, and I said, "I don't want you to come for prayer. You know, and but I want you to come to receive your miracle." Amen. Praise the Lord. And then somebody asked me later, "Can you explain that?" So let me explain that to you. Some people just come for prayer. But they don't make a connection. And then the next time they have to come for prayer again. And then the next time they come for prayer again. Well, that's not, don't come for prayer. Come to receive the anointing in your life. Come to make a connection with that anointing. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And if you can make that connection. There are some things that you must get out of your mind in order to be able to make that connection. You must not worry about, I prayed about this before, it didn't work. You must not worry about that. In fact, if you are going to remember that at all, use it to motivate yourself, to get in deeper with God. Amen. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. So you must keep on believing. But today, rather than just saying, well, let me just stand out for prayer and then we pray and then you go home and then that's it. You come to make a connection with the anointing. Now, the anointing. Now, I want you to go back and listen to many of the messages by the grace of God which we have preached on the anointing and so forth. There's the anointing of increase. There's the anointing of total lifting. And many of these things that we have preached. Similar messages like this, to bring something to happen in your life. Trying to get you to connect with the anointing. Everything that God does, there is a time and a purpose. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 that there is a time and a purpose for everything. And God has appointed a day such as this to bring this anointing of complete breakthrough in your life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But you must connect. Now I want us to stand to our feet here this morning. Let's stand to our feet this morning, folks. I want you to connect with the anointing this morning. I know in my heart, without the shadow of a doubt, that the anointing of the Lord is here and it is present. It is present to heal. While you are standing, I am going to ask for those of you, I have some scriptures that I want to read over you in prayer, but I'm going to reserve that until you come forward. If you want to connect with this anointing today for a breakthrough, I am going to invite you to step forward. And I'm going to pray with you, believing God with you. And I'm going to read a couple of scriptures with you while you're standing here in front of me. So come quickly. If you want to connect with that anointing in your life for a complete breakthrough. Now, I'm not talking about, God does something for you over here and then the devil beats you up over here. No, I'm talking about complete breakthrough in your life. Amen. Amen, folks. Come on, respond if you are still with me. Do you understand complete breakthrough?
Yes,
that's right. That's what I'm talking about. So for those of you that are standing here, you have come unto the Lord, not unto me. Let me read to you the promises of God. The first one I want to read to you here, Isaiah chapter 54. Sing, O barren, thou that is not bare. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that is not travail with child. In other words, it means if your life has been barren, then it is time for you to break forth. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. He says, enlarge the place of your tent. In other words, don't be confined. Don't limit God. Believe God. Amen.
Amen.
Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Hallelujah. He said, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be confounded, and thou shalt not be put to shame. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In the book of Luke chapter 5 verses 3-8, Jesus also told Peter, he said, don't be afraid. Launch out into the deep. That's like a breaking forth. He labored all night long and he caught nothing. But when the anointing stepped upon the sea, hallelujah, in one moment, the anointing changed everything. The anointing changed his story. He was a story of a frustrated fisherman up till that point. But when the anointing arrived, it changed everything. Amen. Hallelujah. And how did Peter connect to the anointing? Well, Peter said, Lord, we have toiled all night. We have caught nothing. You know, and he began to argue that in his mind. But immediately in his mind, he connected with the anointing. And he said, nevertheless. Hallelujah. And I love that word. Nevertheless, notwithstanding the failures in my life, notwithstanding the 12 years that he has taken, notwithstanding all of the hardships and all of the problems and the many times I've been prayed for before, or many times and so forth, nevertheless, today, at thy word, amen. Hallelujah, said, at thy word, and he connected with that anointing. And as soon as he connected with that anointing, the great creator said, come on, fish, hallelujah. Praise God. And all the fish came from everywhere. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 minute, the anointing changed his story. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord said, you know, for you to break forth on every side. Amen. Now, I want your faith to be in the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm going to believe the Lord with you. Now, every time that we have these consecration meetings, you know, I wait before the Lord to say, Lord, what are you going to do for your people? And, you know, and I love to help the people, the faith and the compassion and the deliverance and so forth, you know, because that's a part of the ministry that the Lord has given into me. You know, but, and that's why we bring these messages to help the people. And so when I wait on the Lord, and I say, Lord, what will you have for the people? And so on. And when the Lord brings that anointing, I come out here to explain it the best I can. But you really can't explain the anointing. You have to experience it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so sometimes you may hear me say, well, there's a special anointing for every service, and I'll say it, and I'll try to encourage the people to get in and believe it and so forth. Well, I try the best I can, but you have to experience it for yourself. And unless you experience that anointing, you know, situation in your life stays the same. But once you have experienced that anointing, today, you know, and sometimes I'm not able to sleep when we have these consecration things and so forth, so I just keep praying, you know, and so on. You know, and I've been praying. I said, Lord, let this be that day that the anointing will arrive upon the lives of people. Amen. Amen. Because he said, it shall come to pass in that day. Well, but he went behind that and revealed it to me that, well, but they must make a connection. So that's why I try to explain it to you in this message. But Lord, I pray now, even as you have revealed your word, help everyone that is standing here to be able to make a personal connection with the anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Remember, folks, just standing in the presence of the anointing does not make you to be anointed. You must connect with the anointing by yourself to where Jesus can feel that you have touched him. When that virtue goes out of him, you've made a connection. But you must also trust that God is going to reach out to you. And he's reaching out to you already. Now reach out, folks, and grab the hand of the Lord. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Reach out by faith and say, Lord, I'm reaching out. I know your hand is reaching down. And I'm reaching out. Lift me up, Lord. Make me to stand on mountains. Make me to walk through stormy seas and so forth. I know once I'm connected with you, instantly, the yoke will be broken in my life. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I am going to pray this prayer of faith. Because the Bible also says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the anointing, the prayer of anointing also can break the yoke if you connect. So I'm going to pray for you here this morning with your hands lifted, everybody. Now, Lord Jesus, look at all the hands that are lifted before you. I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the anointing of God that is already upon many of them, and for some that will receive that anointing afresh today, let that anointing come upon them and let them make a connection and let there be a breakthrough in every area of their lives in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, I believe with all my heart that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And this is the confidence that I have when I pray. I know that when He hears me, I have the petition that I received. I mean, that I asked of Him. I know I receive it. Do you receive it here this morning?
Amen.
Now, let me make some declaration for you. You know, some people like to hear this. That's why we do it. It's not because God is deaf. God is not deaf. He's already, that one prayer that I prayed, it's finished. It's done. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's faith. You know, that's all it was. If you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, that's it. You know, and if you tell it to be removed, it will be removed. But you must connect. Let your faith connect with the power of God. Amen. So let me make a declaration. You know, one time Jesus, He stood before the grave of Lazarus. And He made an open prayer. Why did He do that? You know, He said, for the sake of the people. He said, I thank you because you've already heard me. But for the people's sake, I'm saying it. So that they may believe that you have sent me. You know, I don't need to come out here and pray. I've already prayed overnight. Hallelujah. I've already prayed throughout this weekend. Because the Bible says, pray in your closet and God will reward you openly. I already know, I already prayed. But for the sake of the people that you may believe. That's why we say these things. And I will say it for you now. Hallelujah. The enemy shall no longer exact upon you.
Amen.
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 And the son of unrighteousness shall no longer afflict you.
Amen.
The Assyrian, which is a representation of the power of affliction from the devil, the yoke of that Assyrian shall be broken off your neck.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will no longer be under his burden.
Amen.
And under his yoke.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That Spirit of the Lord is the anointing of God. Now let the saints of God rejoice in the anointing.
Amen.
Let that anointing of God, the Bible says, the anointing abides in you.
Yes.
And He said, He commanded you to also abide in that anointing.
Yes.
And that anointing is the truth.
Yes.
It is not a lie.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go with that anointing today.
Yes.
Whether the pastor is there or some minister is not there, the anointing is with you.
Amen.
And at any time, you can stir up your faith in the anointing of God.
Amen.
The Bible says in the Old Testament, many times and so forth, even the things that people did in the natural, the Spirit of God will just come upon them. And then they begin to do great things. Even things in the natural. You know, Samson, the Spirit of God will just come upon him, the anointing. And then he begin to do great things. They were not necessarily spiritual things. But it was great things that he was doing. Amen. You know, people, God anointed some people to, you know, to build, to a skilled. You know, he told Moses, he said, look, I've anointed this person. He's skilled. My Spirit is upon him. He will build, you know, do the carvings for the temple and so forth. God will just put the Spirit of God on somebody and all of a sudden they begin to do great things. God put his Spirit upon Daniel and all of a sudden they begin to do great things. They begin to have an excellent spirit. Begin to understand things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not just talking about spiritual things, folks. I'm talking about every aspect of your life.
Amen.
The anointing will begin to make you do great things.
Amen.
That's why. The anointing of God, once it comes upon you and you connect, immediately the yoke is broken.
Amen.
The yoke is the thing that's preventing people from entering into the greatness that God has assigned for your life. The yoke is what prevents that. That's why the Bible says he has broken the gates of brass.
Amen.
And he has cut asunder the bars of iron.
Yes,
those are the yokes. You know, the enemy put the bars of iron. The yoke. You know, have you ever understood how they put yoke upon oxen and so forth. You know, they take two oxes or whatever, oxen, I don't know the plural for that. They put the yoke, they bind them together. They can't go this way or that way. They put it on their necks to drive them to burden. You know, they call them the beast of burden, you know, to plow the fields and so forth. You know, and so the yoke is like that upon the necks of people, so that they are not free, they are not at liberty to do great things. The enemy clip their wings so that they cannot soar high. But today, as you connect with the anointing, you will rise up.
Amen.
Rise up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Rise up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Bible says, break forth with no limits. You will break forth upon the right and upon the left.
Amen.
You shall go out with peace.
Amen.
And you will be brought forth with joy.
Amen.
The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you.
Amen.
And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands for you.
Amen.
It means that people will celebrate your success.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the anointing of God that does these things. You know, and then when these things begin to happen in your life, people will say, why are you so blessed? You say, it is the grace of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then you'll be able to give a testimony to the glory of God.
Amen.
You will not say, folks, ye shall in no wise ascribe the glory to yourselves. Ye shall in no wise take upon the majesty for yourself. But in every case and in every wise, ye shall ascribe the glory to the Lord.
Amen.
And you will say, it is the Spirit of God. Daniel, they said, wow, you can honor. He said, look, he said, to God belong secrets.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said, God is a dissolver of doubts. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Joseph, he stood before Pharaoh. He said, oh, you can understand it. He said, no. He said, dreams belong to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Interpretation belongs to God.
Yes.
These people that had the excellent spirit of them, they always gave the glory to God. When you can give the glory to God, Rashenda Borika Silia, I will put my spirit upon you and I will increase my spirit upon you.
Yes.
And you shall know that the name of the Lord is sanctified in your lives.
Amen.
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 Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Praise God. I believe the Lord interjected that to say that, and he can interject anytime he wants. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you want to understand success, you just need to connect with the anointing of God as it is this day. And let him flow in your life. Have no inhibitions. Get rid of all the things, you know, that are holding you back from connecting with God. And if you can make that connection here this morning, instantly, the yoke shall be broken. Now you say instantly, that's right. Even sickness in here this morning. Now I want to say this. Because you say, well, you know. Now if you have a sickness and you have a disease in here today, if you connect with this anointing, instantly, that disease is gone. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And it may even be something that you cannot tell right away. Maybe you have to go to the doctors. Go to the doctors and have it checked out. It's gone. Praise the name of the Lord. I have absolute confidence in the word of the Lord. Because once you get a hold of that anointing, he said, the yoke shall be broken. Instantly, just like that. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I'm going to have the praise team step up again, please. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read this other promise to you as the praise team are coming up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stand right there. Don't go yet. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Listen to this. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 25. For I am the Lord, and I will speak. Well, I want to tell you that the Lord has already spoken. Amen.
Amen.
And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass.
Amen.
It shall be no more prolonged.
Yes.
But in your days will I speak the word, and in your days will I perform it, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold the house of Israel. Well, behold the people of this church. You know, and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore.
Amen.
But the word which I have spoken unto you shall be performed, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap if you believe that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, folks. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to walk in the liberty wherein God has made you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Yes.
Do not let the devil put yoke. You are not the servant of the devil.
No.
Don't let him put any yoke on you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Be still yourself. Rise up. Shake yourself from the doors. Loot thyself from the bands around your neck. That's what Isaiah 52 verse 2 says. Don't let the devil put a yoke on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to let the praise team sing this song. And you stay there and sing with me and believe the Lord. That God has delivered you. I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty in him. Hallelujah. I want you to make that a declaration of your faith this morning. Don't go back to your seats here. We're not finished. I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty in him. My liberty. Put your hands together and everybody declare my liberty. I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty. Oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty. I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. Come on, rejoice, rejoice. Liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. The yoke is broken. I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh, Jesus has set me free. My liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty. I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty. I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty. My liberty, oh. I have my liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have my liberty.
Hallelujah! If you have your liberty, I want you to say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say it again, Jesus.
Jesus.
One more time, shout it aloud.
Jesus.
And it shall come to pass, even as it is this day, saith the Lord, that everyone that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. And upon the holy hill of the Lord there shall be peace. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if you want the anointing oil, we have some bottles here. We're going to ask that you take one per family. We don't have enough to go around for everybody. You take one per family and just gather around in little families. Take one anointing oil and gather around. And we're going to pray over the oil when it's in your hands. Praise the Lord. Don't go back to your seats. Just stay around here. Grab one oil. Bottle of oil. Gather around in families. If you are here by yourself and there is no family, grab one too. Yeah, that's fine. If you are here by yourself, you're not with a family, you can grab one. Now, at the same time that we are doing this, if there's something else that you want me to pray over, bring it out in your hand. Now, remember, I've already explained it to you that there is no magic in any of these things, but you must connect with the anointing. If you brought an instrument of finance that you want me to pray over, you put it in your hand. I'm going to just speak the word. I'm going to let you do it. And I want to show and explain something to you this morning. You stay in the presence of the Lord. The service is not over yet. Stay in the presence of the Lord. The service is not over yet. It's a very special service today. I want to explain a story to you in the Bible of when Jesus. I want everybody listening to me. I don't want anybody talking. Listen to me. Nobody should be talking. Just listen to me. I want to explain a story in the Bible of when Jesus was going to use just a few loaves to feed the multitudes. I want to let you know that Jesus, he took the loaves and he gave thanks. He broke it and he gave it to the disciples. And it was the disciples that gave it to the multitudes. How many of you know that story? It happened many times in the Bible. I want to let you know that the miracle was happening in the hands of the disciples.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Because Jesus already pronounced the blessing. It was no big miracle to break the loaves into 12. That's nothing big at all. I can break any loaf into 12. So can you. But to take the piece that is in your hand and use it to feed multitudes, and the thing kept increasing, that's the miracle. And the beginning of your miracle is in your hands this morning. Amen. The beginning of your miracle is in your hands this morning.
Amen.
I want the head of the family to take the oil. And if there is nobody like that, anybody, senior person in the family, take the oil. And if you are there by yourself, you take the oil yourself. I am going to pray. And we're going to ask the Lord for a release in your life. Now remember, you cannot use this oil as a thing of worship. You cannot begin to worship this bottle of oil. There's no power in it other than what the scripture says. How we saw that the apostles used it. So we warn every man not to do that, and every woman. But lift up the oil now in your hands, and let's give thanks. Lord, we give thanks. Just like you took the loaves, and you gave thanks. Now we give thanks, O Lord, God created all things, even oil, olive oil and everything. He created it. And everything should be received with thanks. We receive this oil with thanks. And in your hands today, as you put the oil, I want you to anoint yourself, anoint your families with those oil, anoint your instrument with the oil, and connect with the anointing. Now, that anointing is not in the oil, but it's in the presence of the Lord. I've already explained that. But connect with the anointing. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, as they do it in obedience to your word. Now remember, you know, believe the Lord, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall you prosper. If the prophet said, go and wash, and you don't go and wash, your leprosy is not going away. Amen? Amen. That's what happened in the time of Elisha. Told him to do that, but he didn't want to do it. His servant convinced him, Naaman from Syria, to do that. So when he did it, the miracle, instantly,
Amen.
The miracle happened to him. And when the prophet said, well, you know, go make me a loaf first, bring it to me, and do this and do that, and then make for yourself. For the barrel of meal will not waste, the cruse of oil will not fail, and so forth. If she hadn't done what the man of God said, the miracle would not have happened in her life. And when the other prophet said, what do you have in the house? And when she came and said, well, my creditors are here to take my sons, and my husband is dead. He said, well, I don't have anything. He said, well, go borrow, you know. He said, I only have, you know, this one, that. He said, well, go borrow vessels from your neighbors and pour the oil, you know, and so forth. And that, when she did it, when she obeyed the word of the Lord through the man of God, miracles began to happen in her life. Amen. Amen, folks.
Amen.
If you obey the anointing this morning, not the oil, but the anointing that has spoken to you here this morning, then miracles will happen in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the miracles happen in their families. And the Lord said, upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon all her assemblies, the Lord will create the glory of the Lord for a defense.
Amen.
Let the glory of the Lord be upon your lives.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Anoint your children with oil in the name of the Lord. Everybody that's here. Anoint yourself with oil in the name of the Lord. Anoint any other thing that you brought that you wanted the Lord to anoint. Anoint it. And you'll see the miracles of the Lord. But you must recognize that it is the anointing of God. And God is going to do great things for you. And when the Lord begins to do these great things, come back and give the glory to God. Not to any man, and not to anything, not to the oil, and not to the dollar bill, but to the Lord. Because without the word of the Lord, the oil means nothing. And without the word of the Lord, the dollar bill that you have in your hand that you are anointing means nothing. It is the word of the Lord. The Bible says, the letter killeth. It is the word of the Lord, the spirit in the word of God that gives life. Amen. And that spirit is the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. 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 I love the Lord, and I know that the Lord has done great things for his people today. Praise God. I believe the anointing of God is in your life. And that anointing will be breaking every yoke.
Amen.
Every yoke.
Amen.
All the things that have been holding you back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Behold, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. You shall no more be termed forsaken.
Amen.
But your name from now on shall be called Hephzibah.
Amen.
And your name shall be called Beulah.
Amen.
Because I have chosen you. And as a young man marrieth a virgin, so will the Lord marry you and rejoice over you.
Amen.
And all the things that have been called forsaken in your life, the Lord will now bring forth a new beginning.
Amen.
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come on, folks. Give the Lord a hand clap. I know you have the oil in your hand, but nonetheless, give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may go back to your seats.